In the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the resurrection to Pentecost, we have 7 weeks, and in the 7 weeks, our beloved church, the Coptic Church, tried to reveal and tried to manifest who is Jesus Christ exactly. And during the 50 days after the resurrection, we try to the church tried to explain exactly who is resurrected and why we celebrate the 50 days, the resurrection for our Savior Jesus Christ. There is 7 days, 7 weeks, and the 7 weeks is different, are different. The first Sunday, which is the before last Sunday, it was for Christ our faith from John 20. The Thomas. And the second one is the Christ is the bread of the life. The third is the Christ is the water of the life, which is today. Again, it's easy to know. And as we know the 7 weeks in the Great Lent, we have to know also there is another 7 weeks. The main things and the main point that we try to, that church should try to explain to us who is Jesus Christ, the personality and the person who Jesus Christ exactly. The fourth Sunday, the light of the world. The fifth one, the Christ, the way of the life, to life. And the sixth one is the Christ, the conqueror of the world, from John 16. And the last one, Christ announcing the comforter. Then the first one, with the faith. The second, the bread of life, and today the water of life. Christ, our faith, which is the first one, Jesus said to Thomas clearly, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The problem that we believe that Jesus Christ, if we not believe that Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead, then our faith is empty. That's why in 1 Corinthians 15:14, as St. Paul said, and if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. We are celebrating the 50 days. We are celebrating the resurrection. But without the faith, without the internal faith inside me, there is nothing. I can't go through anything. Come to the church and celebrate and do whatever what you want and what you do without the faith of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, then our faith is empty. That's why the church should try to emphasize on this point exactly for this the first week after the resurrection, to say we believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That's why he said to Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have not believed. Then Christ is the bread of the life, and which we read from John 6:35, I am the bread of the life, your father ate the manna in the wilderness. Because the manna came from the heaven, and the manna in the Old Testament tried to tell in the New Testament is a symbol of the life. Without the manna, we can't live. And without the bread of the life, we can't live. Then we are renew the resurrection of Jesus Christ every day by the bread of the life, by coming to the church and take the communion. It's a life. Without the bread of the life, we can't live. We are living now the life of the resurrection. That's why who said that I'm not worthy to take the communion, he is wrong. You have to come and confess and take the communion. Only the way to live in Christ with the bread of the life. That's why we said in the prayer of confession, which is given to us as for salvation remission of sin and eternal life to those who partake of him. And today is the third Sunday, which is Christ is the water of life, from John 4:14. The reading is from the Samaritan woman, about the Samaritan woman. Actually, the church read the Samaritan woman three times during the older year only. The Gospel of the Samaritan woman, we are reading only three times. The first one during the Great Lent, which is to try to say focus only on the repentance. The second one is today, with the third Sunday after the resurrection. And it's related to the new life again that we received after, we will explain that, the new life, what we received after the resurrection. And the third one, we read it in the third prayer of the prostration, Sagda, as the water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The first things that we have to learn from the conversation between the Samaritan woman and between Jesus Christ, and we learn the first lesson, it's a new life. Let's go back to the Old Testament. In Genesis and Exodus, when all the Israelites agreed to leave Egypt, Egypt is exactly a symbol of the old life before the resurrection. Before the resurrection, all the people lived in the sin. And after that, as we see in the Old Testament, all the Israelites go outside the Egypt from the Old Testament, from the old life, and then they receive the new life. They have the faith inside them to go to the eternal life, what we are saying now, eternal life. But they are focused on the heavenly Jerusalem, or the, for sure it's the promised land. We are seeking that. After the resurrection, we left the old life, the life of the sin. And the question, why we sin? If now I am living in, should be, the new life, why I'm sinning? Why I sin? Why every day I'm trying to ask God, please God help me, because I sin. I do a lot of sins. Because I'm not holding his hand in the right way. I'm not walking with him in the right way. I'm not believing in him in the right way. Jesus Christ is only like for 5 or 10 minutes per day, not filling the 24 hours. That's why I already sin. And someone like tell me like, how I live with Jesus Christ 24 hours is easy. It's hard. It's hard only who live with Jesus Christ the 24 hours. That's why God gave us, Jesus Christ gave us that new life of the resurrection, exactly like the Israelites who left Egypt, then they were seeking the promised land, and now we are seeking the heavenly Jerusalem. That's why we are living the new life. That's why I have to fight against the sin. That's why I have to live with God. And the crossing the Red Sea is a symbol of the baptism. Then the new life came the first day after the baptism. I became a Christian and I have a new life without sin. Then the resurrection gave me the new life after the baptism. Then now I live with him. In Romans 6, St. Paul said, "Therefore we were buried with him through the baptism into death." There are three kinds of death and three kinds of the resurrection. The first one, through the baptism. If we consider that the baptism is a death, then we, when we go out from the water, it's a resurrection. Again, when we consider that we buried with Jesus Christ inside the water, then we receive the Holy Spirit and we already rose from the death. And he said that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. For he who has died has been freed from the sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Then the first lesson that I receive, that the water that Jesus Christ said to the Samaritan woman is the new life through the baptism, the new life after the baptism. And the second one, or the second lesson that I receive or I learn from the Samaritan woman, the grace and mercy. God in the Old Testament provided the Israelites with water procured from the rock, and all in 1 Corinthians 10, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Then, if I live with Jesus Christ, number one, I have the faith that Jesus Christ was rose from the dead. Then the second, I receive the new life. I believe I am the son of Jesus Christ. I live with him all the time. I try. And when I fall, then I come back to the church, to the bottom of the Father, and I repent and confess. And I try to do that because I wanted to renew the resurrection or the new life. If not, I can't live with Jesus Christ. And if you expect or assume that any life you will live, and we will see that the water, if you wanted to be happy or expect that the happiness come from outside the church, outside the Christianity, you're wrong. And we will see St. Augustine said that after. Later on, we will see that together. Then the third point, which is the grace. When I live with Jesus Christ, I receive the grace and the mercy from him. He filled the heart. Again, Jesus Christ filled the heart by the happiness and the joy. He provided us the living water through the Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. If you wanted to live with me, I will give you the water, I will give you the grace, I will give you the blessings, I will give you the mercy in your life, I will give you the happiness, I will give you everything. But the problem that you only live in the world. You are not living inside me. St. Augustine says, you created us to yourself, and our souls will remain restless until we find comfort in you. Trying to satisfy our thirst to worldly desires is just like drinking from salty water. We end up thirstier than before drinking. St. Augustine tried to explain exactly what we are doing in our life. We are seeking in life, we try to live our life, we have to live, we are... This is the giver or the gift from God to live and to be happy. But if I will be happy with another thing outside God, out of God, I will be every day till thirst. I'm thirsty because I'm always drinking a salty water. What is a salty water? I'm very busy with anything else. I'm not coming to the church. I'm not coming to the priority of Jesus Christ, who's number one. I'm not doing that. Every time I'm thinking about anything else. That's why Jesus Christ said, no, I am the first. I am the new life. I will give you, I am the comforter. If you are sad, I am the comforter. If you are not happy in your life, I am the happiness. If you are seeking anything else, you will not be happy anymore. That's why he said in John 7:38, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Then I'm living with God, as the Samaritan woman, number one, the conversation was like that. Jesus said, "I am the living water." She couldn't believe it first. But Jesus Christ tried to reveal himself. "I am the water. I will give you I am the new life, and I will give you the grace, the blessings, and the mercy." What she received? She received the power of the resurrection. And this is a link between the Samaritan woman and the resurrection. The power of resurrection, it's exactly written by in Philippians 3:10, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." The power of having sins forgiven. When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, just he died on the cross, he forgave all the sin of all the world. That's why I know that from my deep heart. Then I receive the power. That's why the first, after the conversation between the Samaritan woman and between Jesus Christ, she believed that he is able to forgive the sin. That's why when I come to the church or when I go inside my room and I close my door and I worship and I pray, I believe that he is listening to me and he will forgive my sin when I repent and complete it by the confession. And renew it by the communion, taking the holy body and preacher's blood. And if I have, while my life, the devil or the Satan comes and accuses me and said, "God could never forgive you for what you have done. Think how terrible you are." This is always we have the problem of that. When everybody comes to the confession and said, like, "Abuna, I'm very sad. I can't believe that God will forgive my sin. I'm telling all the people, Lord, have mercy. He loves you a lot. You come to the church and you worship in front of him, under his feet. And now, you can't believe that he will forgive. He's not able to forgive your sin. No, he will." And the power of resurrection, another one, which is the power of to conquer the sin. We have the power to conquer the sin and to left the sin. What happened with the Samaritan woman? She left everything. Now she knew that God or Jesus Christ, he forgave her sin. And she left everything. When we go outside the liturgy, if I'm still thinking about anything earthly, or I didn't change my mind, and we said before the meaning of matania, it's metanoia, change the mind. In the church, I'm changing the mind, and I'm going outside the world with a different mind, the mind of Jesus Christ. If I wanted to imitate God, I will be his son. If I will imitate the world, I will be the son of the world. We have no gray. It's a black or white. And as you see, that now there is only one time, only one second, the people meet God in heaven. That's why I have to prepare myself. I have to live the new life, the life of the resurrection. I receive the power of the resurrection. I can conquer the sin easily. Well, I'm afraid from what? I'm afraid from sin? No, I can. I have the cross in my hand. I do the cross on myself. And I can conquer the sin. If we believe that Satan is whatever, who is? But God can't conquer him. Then God gives us the power to break those habits. in our life, and a lot of things which is a power to be God's ambassadors. What happened with the Samaritan woman? She went to preach. She said to all the people, "You know who I saw? I saw Jesus Christ, the Savior." This is exactly Jesus Christ said, "You are we all. We are the light of the world." Every day ask yourself before go outside your home. Number one, I have to remember to remind myself, I am the light of the world. When the people see me, they see the image of God. That's why exactly the Samaritan woman, before the meeting with Jesus Christ, she was a different person. After, she had a power to go and preach all the people. And when they saw the Samaritan woman, they believed. What a difference. I receive the power. I receive the holy body from the altar. I receive the Holy Spirit every day. That's why I'm asking myself, I am the image of God or not? I am the ambassador of God, of Jesus Christ in the world or no? That's why we said with St. Paul in the second epistle of Corinthians 12:9, my power is made perfect in weakness, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the
Father, the Son, the Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only God, the Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by all things are made, who for us and men for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
To God. and forgive me, my Father, my brethren.
Επί προσαυχής τας ηττή
ειν υπόση
και το πνεύμα
ο God, the great eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death which ran to the world through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with heavenly peace by which those of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to earth men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the Holy Apostolic Graces.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with you. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil, intelling death. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer an order, stand with trembling. Look towards the east, let us attend.
Oxyon kazika Elizos Varchen Omes Mi Axeon Kezikeon. O you who are Master Lord God of Truth, being before the ages and reigning forever. Und dwell in the highest and looks upon the Lord, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are Hiram, who stands the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
Of joy when we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. And in the last days you manifested yourself to us while sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Incarnate and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the virtue of one eye through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own heart and the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. Dead on the Lord the third day, ascending into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of good and on a cream punish the mystery on tentiment of service of the smart if you have more caip on him picosmos. Jenev jiget o ebnat atshini o ilan tolim o vim makariyun o vim reftan khu. Gonstem shoy et fenarok fietefuf en yotefnuti o efni venteon niven etaf shepermu afes moero of Iragi and Zinin Muf. If in yet an oofen agius mathitis, O an apostolus et oweb, evgo emus, take, eat of it all of you, for this is my body, shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Pairiti om pike afot menin sapidin ipnon אַפ צוט פֿעוועל קען אויער פֿינען אומע אויט אַפ שפּענג מונד אַפ עס מויער אַפ ער אַגיין זיינע Aftif on nieten ufen agius mathitis Awen apostolos et awen Ewe go emus Take, drink of it all of you For this is my blood of the new covenant Shall be shed for you and for many To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me. Time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup. You proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, the ascension into the heavens, his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son, full of glory. We offer unto you your oblations from what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling. Let us attend.
kemen ente farfen so mein foaven taf. O pai afodeon en esno feftai o tente ti di enthiki en verienton. Given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
God, over to our mother, the birthday of your holy and the perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have led you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church. Of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Which you have acquired in yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba Batavadrun II.
Pray for our High Priest, Pope Avatadros II, Pope, Patriarch, and High Priest of the great city of Alexandria, and for his brothers in the Apostolic Ministry, our father, the Antiochian Patriarch, Abba Ignatius Ephraim II, our father, the Ethiopian Patriarch, Abba Matthias the first, our Father, and for our Orthodox Bishop.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who write the divine the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, our Orthodox Higgins, main priests and deacons.
For the Higgins, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
And all the servant and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us. Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and every place and every monastery of all the fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and the city of ours, and all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell during God's faith, rich labored, O Lord, the earth of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the seed, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year, bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the water of the river, the seed, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
To their measure according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth. May its forests be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as it unfolds. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all, we entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness. O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficient sin and everything, always may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, Lord, those who have brought unto you this gift, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
And is the Lord in the command of your God, and so that we should, in commemoration of your Son, graciously accord the Lord to remember all the saints who have led you from the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and the Spirit of the Righteous who consummated in the faith, most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy, the Holy Ghost, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John the Forerunner, Baptist, the Martyr, Saint Stephen the Deacon, and the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarchs and Saviors, our teachers, discourses, and the Apostles, and Peter, the Holy Mighty, and High Priest, and John Crosses, and Saint Theodosius, and Theophilus, and Demetrius, and Cyrus, and Basil, Saint Gregory, the Solution, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, and Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 in Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 200 Avenues. Nempeniotenzikeos, Benishtiav Antonios, Nempesmiava Pavli, Nempishom to Avava Macari, Nashirin Savravoros, Nemniotava Yonabiomenos, Nempinotava Pishop, Pim Snipromentel, Pimerita Bensotirin. Nempeniot Baba Ava Kirillos Pimasum. And all the God of your saints, through whose prayers and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
Hear our holy blessing, be with us, amen. Glory to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
merciful Lord, everyone whose names we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one had in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the face of Christ, clearly accord, O Lord, remember the soul of your servants, Shau Ifer, in Samya, Farid, Kulad, Ernest, Mentiadi. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our Holy Father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture by the water of the rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons. Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place, and we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was and shall be in this from generation to generation and unto
throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit.
Again, let us ask God, let us give thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mysteries. Christos in je pipantocrator choice penuti.
Amen, amen, brosefe Namaste.
Who through his cross descended into Hades and restored Adam and their children and his children to paradise. He buried us with him, and through his death he abolished the power of death. And in the third day he arose from the dead.
Christ is risen from the dead.
He appeared to Mary Magdalene and spoke with her in this manner, "Then, my brethren, that they go to Galilee, and there shall they see me." Michael the archangel descended from heaven, rolled the stone from the door of the tomb, and proclaimed the good news to the women carrying the spices, saying, "Christos anesti ek necron sanatu sanatum patisans keti sensemnie mansin zo in carisaminus. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled upon death and has bestowed life upon those who in the tomb. He breathed in the face of his saintly disciples and pure apostles, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you will remit, they are remitted to them, and those which you will return, they shall be written." Therefore, we ask you, our Master, purify us from all hypocrisy, so that with a pure heart we dare with boldness and without fear to entreat you, O God, Holy Father, who are in the heavens, and say, "Our Father."
Christ, Confess to the Lord, spread that this is the life giving body that you only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from only the lead was all the holy Theotokos and Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy road of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly, I believe that his divinity pardon not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I believe.
I believe. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and all for Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord, the peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Jesus, my Lord, is alive. All the
Resurrection gave me life. Resurrection made me strong.